Rough sleeping is on the rise, according to a broad spectrum of Radio 4 listeners who've contacted this programme. With autumnal temperatures falling, we're running a series on homelessness, and we take up the story now in one English city outside the capital. We're in Nottingham. Our series on homelessness continues, but by chance, on the day we arrived, Jason Marriott from the agency Framework, which works with homeless people in the city, had just conducted a headcount of rough sleepers on the streets.
I manage the street outreach services for Framework, so we work on the streets. We go out every single morning working with rough sleepers, identifying rough sleepers and helping them get into accommodation.
And you've just done a count. What did it show?
Yeah, we do a count every month. We've done that for the last 5 years. And this morning we found 38 people sleeping rough in Nottingham City. That's the highest number we've ever found in those 5 years.
Why?
Nationally, rough sleeping is increasing and we're not immune to that. You know, this isn't a Nottingham problem, this is a national problem. And there's a variety of reasons. It's quite complex. There's welfare reform and the impact of that. There's cuts to housing services, but there's also cuts to health services, particularly mental health and community mental health services. So that safety net has widened, meaning that people are slipping through the net much quicker and they're hitting the streets in much more crisis.
The City Council here, Labour-led Nottingham City Council, recently ran an anti-begging campaign. Don't give to beggars, it said. Your money will go up in smoke. Now, the Advertising Standards Authority took aim at this, saying it reinforced negative stereotypes. I spoke to Jane Urquhart, the councillor leading on housing.
That campaign was quite controversial and raised some criticisms, but it's always been our view in Nottingham that begging is not actually linked to homelessness, because what we know from our work from people with people who sleep rough is that they don't tend to beg. And what we know from people who we deal with who are begging is that more often than not, they do have somewhere to go back to, and that they're taking the decision to beg to fund maybe a substance misuse problem of some kind.
Weekdays from 1 p.m. on True Crime.
A bleak TV show is on in the common room here at the London Road Centre run by Framework. It's not a hostel. The homeless people are admitted here for weeks or months, and one of them is Sarah. I asked her if she had ever begged.
Yes, I have begged. I've been homeless for about 8 years, sorry, on and off. I've been in and out of hostels. I've slept on the streets, and while on the streets, money you get from benefits doesn't last very long because you have to buy fresh food or takeaway to survive. Also, there's the element of drinking drugs to keep you occupied in the day. So to have the money to be able to supply myself those things, I've had to ask people to help me out with change.
The council made a campaign here saying don't give to begging.
I've seen the posters on the bin, your money's going to alcoholics, your money's going to drug addicts. Not every person that's homeless takes drink or drugs. Some people just want a place of their own and just to be like a functioning member of society. Being on the streets is very isolating, a very lonely existence.
What's happened to you on the streets? How long were you sleeping rough and what kind of things happened to you in that time?
I slept for months at a time on the streets, in and out, like finding, I tend to find places out of the way, out of the city centre quiet, because if I do in the city centre, I've had groups of youth urinate on me, throw up on me, I've been set fire to inside a tent, I've had my belongings stolen, I even had my trainers stolen one night, I had to walk around with my bare feet for a day. Thankfully, some kind person bought me a pair of trainers, didn't give me the money, bought me the shoes, which I appreciated more at the time. Do you know what I mean? It's not always about getting the money, it's just about literally surviving.
Chicken salad.
Now, as I've been standing here, a man has come in with a tray of sandwiches. Here they are. They're wrapped in plastic. This is a BLT. This is a chicken salad. And this is regular, I'm told, a donation. Very good it looks too. Away from the sandwiches, we walk into one of the 45 bedrooms here with Andrew Redfern, CEO of Framework.
Well, the increase in homelessness, and especially in rough sleeping, has been dramatic, particularly over the last year. And it's not just a problem local to Nottingham here. We see it in Derby, we see it in Lincoln, we see it in Leicester, we see it even right out in the rural areas of the counties where we work. In fact, it's a national phenomenon and it requires a national solution. And this is an area where central government, I think, has got to start taking some responsibility.
In the council's anti-begging campaign, did they get things wrong, or is it important to send the message
don't give cash to beggars.
I think the message, don't give cash to beggars, helps to inform the public about what's likely to happen to the money if you do. It would be wrong to say that there is no relationship between homelessness and begging. Clearly there is an overlap, but most homeless people don't beg, and most beggars are not in fact homeless. I think the more important question is, what do we do about what's causing this massive increase in homelessness and rough sleeping, which is also having an impact on begging as well.
And so, as temperatures fall around the country, what is the right reaction if you see someone begging? Back outside, I asked Jason Marriott, whose job for the last 7 years has been to count people on the street in freezing temperatures.
Absolutely, to link them in with the appropriate support in that area. So, you know, we have StreetLink, which is a national reporting line. So if any place in England or Wales, you can report to StreetLink and the local agency will go out and engage with that person. Lots of people are arriving on the streets all the time and they may not know where to access help. People don't even know often to access the council for help. People don't know that all local authorities have a 24-hour line for homelessness cases. You know, there's a lack of awareness of that from the general public and from people that find themselves in that situation. So ultimately, it's about linking people into support, signposting people, chatting to people, you know, and if people feel like they wish to give money, that, you know, that is up to them. It's a personal choice. We wouldn't advocate that because, you know, the issues of begging and homelessness are not the same thing.
With thanks to Framework in Nottingham, whose views will also remind you, as we continue our series, you're welcome to get in touch, bh@bbc.co.uk. In a surprise move for Gravelly Songs